The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, medical doctor and author Don Colbert identifies foods that directly affect your health.
But when we do choose those foods consistently, we are unknowingly inviting disease into our body. We're inviting type 2 diabetes and obesity and most heart disease and most cancers into our body because these at the root are inflammatory diseases.
Learning what to eat and what not to eat. What would Jesus eat? Next.
Thank you so much for spending this time with us. I'm Betty, and this is James.
Well, we've been talking about health because that's a major crisis in our country. You know, we don't just have health bill issues and national health care discussions and so forth and how's the best way to deal with it. We had a report come out in our local Dallas-Fort Worth newspapers that the difference between the charges for the very same situation, like, say, in one hospital, if a person's in with pneumonia for an extended period, they would leave with a $14,000 bill, 15 miles away. At another hospital, they would leave with a $35 to $1,000 bill for the exact same procedures. They had some of them where in one end of town, the amount would vary as much as $50,000 to $75,000 for the very same procedure. Something's going on. I mean, we're losing our mind. I'm going to tell you one thing. Once you make people believe that the government, Pharaoh, is going to take care of the needs, you have just been digging a very rapid pit, ditch, grave. And you have taken people into bondage ultimately. Now, believe that because it's the truth. Now, do we need to find ways to assist people who have very serious health problems? Do we need to try to retrain people's thinking so that we're not all eating the wrong things the wrong way and too much and destroying the temple of God? We need to. And I'm going to ask some very specific questions about the challenges that I know I have. I mean, I have been revolutionized by the mistakes that I made and the fact that I had to turn from them and be redirected. So I know what it is to feel the pain. I know what it is to fail. I know what it is to be so depressed and stressed out you pray to die. I know what it is to feel like you're so weak you can't resist anything. Your attitude is totally out of control. I understand all of those things. And then I understand what happens when God miraculously intervenes, but also when you get good, wise counsel from good physicians, not only the great physician, but good physicians. We have one of them with us today, Dr. Don Colbert. You're going to hear from me in a moment. He has contributed to this series, Heaven and Health, Discovering the Blessings of Heaven right here while we're living on this earth. The kingdom of God and its effect on us right now, right here. Sheila Walsh contributes to the series because she totally understands what it is to be depressed to the point of despairing of life. She also understands what guilt and shame does to destroy health. And her teaching is superb. Dr. Colbert teaches in three areas of healing that are critically important. He talks about the importance of joy. He talks about how you deal with stress and how you overcome it. And burnout. He talks about how you deal with that. Today, he's going to talk about what would Jesus eat. Our pastor, Robert Morris at Gateway, contributes two messages on healing by the power of God and the wisdom God gives us to take care of His temple, our body. And Beth Moore contributes with a teaching on affliction. And we all know what that's like. Welcome, Dr. Don Colbert, to Life Today. Doctor, glad you're here.
Thank you.
We really have appreciated you in this series. We really enjoyed talking to you. Now, we're going to talk about what would Jesus eat. I mean, I guess He knew what to eat, right?
Absolutely. It's interesting that first of all, sin was introduced in the world by choosing the wrong food. But Jesus passed the food test because the Spirit led Him into the wilderness where He fasted for 40 days. And then the Word of God says, and He hungered. And then who would come but Satan came to Jesus and said, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. So most likely bread was His favorite food. But Jesus passed the food test because He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I tell Christians and people all over, I say, you catch a cold or you catch a flu, but you develop obesity, belly fat. You develop type 2 diabetes. You develop most heart disease and most cancer by wrong food choices. And I tell people, too, if we can't resist a donut or a candy bar or a fudge brownie or a piece of cake, how are we going to resist the devil who's trying to kill us? But when we pass the food test, and that's a test we've got to pass.
It really is a big test.
It is.
Don't you agree the natural appetites are the ones the supernatural powers of darkness play off of the
Absolutely.
Most? Because we can actually justify, well, God gave me this appetite, and I really like this appetite. And then it tends to control us rather than us control it.
But realize hunger is different from appetite. Hunger is our physiologic need for food. You are hungry. See, the hunger center in the brain is in the hypothalamus of the brain. And the hunger center, once the blood sugar goes low, the hunger center releases powerful hormones that stimulate our hunger. But appetite is different. It's usually based on an unmet emotional need, such as stress, loneliness, depression, grief, anxiety. It's like food, appetite is like people searching for food to be their Holy Ghost comforter. Instead of seeking the Holy Ghost.
That really is true, and that's well stated.
And so instead of seeking the Holy Ghost, they seek after food. But when we seek after that food, that sweet or that Coke or that sweetened coffee
and
or
people really do
ice
get
cream.
Hooked on all that
oh,
stuff.
Yes,
everything
it's
you
very,
just said, people are just absolutely hooked on it.
And it's very addictive.
I've been hooked on it, so I understand what it's like. And I know what it's like not to be hooked on it.
But when we do choose those foods consistently, we are unknowingly inviting disease into our body. We're inviting type 2 diabetes and obesity and most heart disease and most cancers into our body because these, at the root, are inflammatory diseases. And these types of foods create inflammation in the body. Arthritis is simply inflammation in the joint. Most heart disease is simply inflammation in the arteries. Most autoimmune disease is inflammation. I had psoriasis, which is an autoimmune disease of the skin. My skin was like it was on fire. It itched like crazy. And so, again, when we start eating the way Jesus ate, he passed the food test. We as Christians have got to pass the food test by learning to choose the best foods.
Would you tell us what that's like?
Okay.
Now, I heard you say something that I really didn't know anything about at all. You said something about a Mediterranean diet.
Yes.
And you said it in a commendable way. Like, hey, this is, you know, this is really, this is so much better than the protein diet. It's so, you acted like this might be a really pretty sound way of
yes.
thinking or eating. Is it?
It is the best diet, I'm convinced, in the world. Now, again, realize
it must be a best-kept secret, too, because evidently not many people find it.
Very few people follow it, but there was just a recent landmark study that came out and showed that people on the Mediterranean diet had 30% decreased risk of developing heart attack, stroke, and early death from heart disease. And the Mediterranean diet is simply choosing certain types of food on a regular basis, such as extra virgin olive oil.
Now, by the way, would this be what Jesus, is this when you
yes.
when you do in the series, you talk about, because that's one part you teach on how would Jesus eat, what would Jesus
Correct.
Eat? It would this be what would be there, right?
Yes, Jesus ate a Mediterranean diet, which is a powerful anti-inflammatory diet. Realize Hippocrates said in 400 B.C., let your medicine be your food and let your food be your medicine. I put most of my patients on a modified version of the Mediterranean diet or what would Jesus eat program. And it is amazing how most inflammatory diseases start to go away.
When I told you before we walked out, I actually brought a little pad and a roller pen out. And I said, I want to write some things down because Betty and I are going to have a little time, a little extended time, to be able to focus very specifically on certain areas where we'll meditate and pray and really ask the Lord to direct in a lot of ways. But also we felt very impressed that we want Him to specifically teach us more and more about how to eat. And I mean, you've been a master at doing things right. And you know you've got a whole lot more self-control
but,
and
know,
discipline than I
have. At the same time, even though I have most of my life been able to control what I eat and mostly eat the right things, there are things that come at us like stress, like
sure.
heartache, and all these things
absolutely.
that really can affect
sure.
your body physically.
Right. Well, absolutely.
And we've been
right.
through some of
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And then when we go through those emotions, again, the appetite turns on.
It does.
And the body is looking for something to relieve the
yeah.
stress. So it's searching for a stress-relieving food, which is usually sugar or ice cream or starches, you know, that is going to invite disease into our bodies.
Yeah, and you know, when we lost Robin, I medicated. I found myself just wanting to sit around and I would eat something. And I didn't eat the sweets and all of that, but I found myself wanting like chips and mm-hmm. cheese or whatever, just more of it than you would need. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want you to tell me some of the specific things that I can start on. I mean, I'm going to go through the whole series. I want everybody to listen well because it's not just this, but I was so interested in some of these specifics. And when he said there's a diet where there's certain things in that diet that the people understood when Jesus was there, he understood it, and it's people today still practicing it, and it's great. So they may have some areas of it that are too extreme. That's why he says, I want to talk to you from a total Christian perspective, and I want you to understand why it's good. So what we brought up when I was talking to you, and I said, I'm going to go ahead and admit it. You've heard me joke about telling Betty, okay, Betty, I got this little bitty belly fat. He keeps saying that word. It's just really very insulting to me. Belly fat. The only place I got fat is just this belly fat. And I told Betty, I said, I keep this because I don't want any women lusting after me. And she said, why don't you go ahead and risk it? And so what I want to do, I want to get rid of it. So I'm going to risk it. But I need to know, is there a way to attack the belly fat? Can you tell us some things that will help you burn that? Because I think there are a lot. Don't you think women would want to know that too?
Absolutely.
Absolutely right.
Cut to the chase and help us.
There's key components in this lifestyle that we need. So we need to simply go to the grocery store and buy some key components to start with. I want to go over some of these with you.
I want to hear it.
And then I can go through, and again, I go in much more detail.
Oh, yeah, I know.
In heaven and health,
right.
on the teaching, I go in much detail for an hour on that teaching.
Sure.
But let's talk about the key components. First, extra virgin olive oil. That is a key component, but how much do you need?
Say that.
Extra virgin olive oil, and not in the big plastic clear containers. It needs to be in the glass containers, mm-hmm. the dark bottles. It's perishable. It'll rancidify if it's in those. I used to get the big plastic containers, and again, I was eating many times. After a year, I'd be still taking it. I wonder why it tasted terrible. It's because it's rancid. Mm-hmm. So it's a perishable food. And so a lot
of people say,
I hate olive oil. Because they're eating rancid olive oil. So you don't want to get a giant bottle. You want to get a little bottle that's glass. And you put it in the back of your cupboard in a dark area because sunlight will cause
it. Right?
And you use it every day.
You don't put it in the cabinet.
Yes.
Okay, what do you use it for? You don't just drink it. What do we do with it? I mean, because
we don't do
a lot of fried foods and stuff.
Here's what you do with it. You use it as a salad dressing. You can also lightly stir fry with it, you know, under low heat. Not deep frying with that, please. Okay, and not pan frying with that, but you can lightly stir fry under low heat. But the best way, and how I use it, is my salad dressing. And again, it's critical the amount
of
extra virgin.
Does it taste good?
Yes, it's delicious. See, this
tastes a little bit like olives.
A little bit.
Because most of it we've used it with some kind of a cooking deal. I mean, where else have we used it? Because I know you've got it, and we've had the wrong kind. But she came, you know, after you mentioned this, she went home and got it out of the cabinet. So here it is in the dark bottle, the dark kind.
Sure it's not rancid, okay? Yeah. It may not have been used for two or three years.
Oh, yeah, this one's been 3 years.
No, look at the expiration date.
Okay. All right, well, what do you do with it? What do you use it for?
Well, you
do fry some stuff with it,
yeah.
I know.
And we fry venison.
Well, here's what you want to do. Use it for a salad dressing. You can use any vinegar with it.
And again, do you do eggs in it?
Absolutely. I'll cook my eggs. I'll use free range or pastured organic eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I'll use one yolk and three whites, and I'll scramble them in olive oil and add vegetables to it.
You hear all this trouble he's assigning to you? You got to separate the yolks out of it.
I can do that.
You can use one oak. You getting all this?
I can do that.
Because this would be terrible if I have to go cook this stuff, because it would be bad.
I won't let you in my kitchen.
Except to go get food and eat it.
But you want to combine vinegar with it. Some people, if you're trying to lose weight, don't be having 10 tablespoons of olive oil a day. Each tablespoon has under 20 calories. So if we're trying to lose, you need about, usually in the study, it used 4 tablespoons of olive oil a day.
But is the olive oil just good for you, period?
It's good for everyone.
Not that you're substituting it for something awful.
Right.
It actually contributes.
It's good for you. It fills you up. Mm. It provides the right fuel mixture, as well as it's an anti-inflammatory fat. And it's one of the reasons why the Mediterranean diet is so healthy. So olive oil is the fat. We need to start with olive oil, especially on our salad dressings, mm-hmm. with some type of vinegar. If you're trying to lose weight, use 2 parts vinegar, 1 part olive oil. Okay. and just twice the amount of vinegar, any type, balsamic vinegar, red wine vinegar, apple cider vinegar, Bragg's liquid aminos, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And again, but don't be, and your salad make up nice.
Give me something else passed off.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I don't want to just have all.
Okay, then nuts.
Okay.
But not the salted nuts. Especially the raw nuts.
I love almonds.
Almonds are one of the best nuts you can eat.
But raw almonds.
And that's what I try to eat.
No, yours are the roasted.
No, but wait a minute. Now, what are those? Tamarind?
Yes, they're roasted.
What are they called? Are those bad?
Well, it's not but there's a better one.
I want you to find one thing I do right before we leave the show.
Okay. You like raw almonds.
Well, you asked me a question about belly fat.
I like raw almonds.
Okay, but almonds are very good. Macadamia nuts are good. Pecans.
Those really have a lot of fat in them now.
But again, I'm not saying
I like them so much I gained 10 pounds on 1 week.
I'm saying you eat a handful, a fistful. That's all. Just a fistful. Also, some walnuts or hazelnuts. That's where you got to say no.
Are you learning anything? Okay. Now, hey, we are having fun. I'm getting the belly laughs in. That's part of what he says.
Amen.
But I'm telling you,
it's still serious.
The thing that I hear, and I pray everybody hears, that I'm laughing, I'm smiling, and I don't have near an obesity problem like most people who are letting it kill them. But I got enough. I want to address it, and I want to learn. And a thing we keep hearing over and over is we have a tendency to do it in excess.
That's right.
Even exactly. The good things, we have a tendency to do in excess.
But these are just the fats. The olive oil, the nuts are the fats. And then we get into the beans. This is the starch, the healthy starch that helps you lose weight because you're not getting that sugar
Any
spike.
Any particular type?
Well, black beans, red beans, pinto beans, lima beans, peas, chickpeas, garbanzo beans, lentils, lentil soup. I tell people, eat lentil soup, eat black bean soup before your meal. It's chock full of fiber, soluble fiber, which lowers cholesterol, lowers triglycerides, lowers blood sugar, makes you full, fills you up, satisfies you. That's the best starch for losing weight. And I tell people, have a big salad with the extra virgin olive oil, then have you some bean soup or lentil soup. And if you can't have it then, not for breakfast, but again, lunch and dinner, okay. Now you can have some beans for breakfast if you want to.
And I'm laughing too. I've heard a lot of people say, you've been eating beans.
I know, I was gonna say, take you some Beano, and more than just one if you start eating beans.
A whole bottle of Beano. Now,
what did you say?
Now, this is the key, and I tell people when they start eating beans, ideally, I would like to get people eventually up to 1 to 4 cups of beans a day. There's actually bean diets, but if you start on 4 cups a day, you're going to have to be eating a whole bottle of Beano a day. So you better be careful. You will get your belly laughs, too.
When you're on this diet, can other people stay in the room with you, Doc?
Well, not unless you're... That's why you got to start out slow, and you're not going to have very many friends with you, okay? They're not going to want to be around you.
You see how healthy we're getting with the belly laughs?
Okay.
I mean, that's his first teaching,
Amen.
Is the belly laughs.
I can
Amen.
See it, Luke, going on.
I'm going to go out here so skinny.
Oh, I have to tell you this, too. One study found that a 20-second belly laughter is equivalent to 3 minutes on a rowing machine as far as an exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can do that easier than a
rowing machine. That's right. Sell that machine. All right, give me a couple more here.
Okay.
We haven't got a lot of time.
Okay.
They're over here signaling me. Come
now,
on.
Now, the other...
You got to get... Hey, it's all in here, the whole thing, and I'm not in it messing it up, okay? It's just all here. I'm the target audience. All the teachers come in and say, how do we help James? That's their project.
Now,
give me a couple more.
Now, the other key component is this, protein. We want to eat fish at least 3 times a week, but not farm-raised fish, and not fish high or moderate in mercury. A lot of people are eating fish high in mercury.
Can you find this out pretty easily, how it's raised and so forth?
Yes, you can.
You have to interrogate the restaurant and the waiter?
No, it says it on the menu. They're required to say that. And plus, when you go to the supermarket, choose wild fish.
This fish will kill you. This fish will help you. Is
right.
That what it says on the menu? Every time you give somebody medicine, you spend the next 5 minutes telling them how it's going to kill them.
The side effects,
that's
right.
Just look at it on television.
But not belly laughing.
Are there some fish that's better for us, like salmon or
salmon? Wild salmon is one of the best. Also, sardines, herring, haddock. Tilapia.
You put
is
the sardines with the beans,
sardines.
And you're going to live a lonely life. That's why you're a little lonely. You're going to be healthy, but nobody's going to be around.
Okay, let me give you one you can eat. Tongle tuna. How's this? This is baby
tuna.
Baby tuna.
Now, listen. The albacore tuna is high in mercury. The EPA only recommends we eat that three times a month. It's high in mercury. Let me give you something
else. There's no way you're going to know any of this if you don't get to see it.
That's true.
I'm just telling you.
Let me tell you this now. Most people don't realize. A lot of people are eating sushi and they're eating ahi tuna.
Uh-huh.
Ahi tuna
is
one of the highest mercury fish.
Ooh.
And so they recommend, EPA recommends we don't even eat ahi tuna because they're large predatory fish. The larger the fish, the more predatory, the more mercury it contains, like king mackerel, swordfish, orange roughy. They're
That's
real
good?
They're high in mercury.
Oh,
no,
no,
they're
it's
bad.
Not good.
They're not good. EPA recommends we don't eat those fish.
Now, can you mean the EPA does something worthwhile?
Yes, they do, as far as mercury in fish is concerned.
No, I mean, it's good to know. I mean, I'm being serious about that.
Now, again, we do want a little meat, but we want small portions. A man should have at most...
Can you eat some red meat?
Yes, twice a week.
Mm-hmm. I usually eat it once a week.
That's fine, but you're allowed twice, but only 6 ounces or less.
Oh,
and women,
goodness.
3 ounces.
My, what kind of steak is that?
Well, you're going to have to split it with Betty. Yeah. Okay. And again, you can have meat. The chicken is fine. Peel the skin off.
You know,
don't deep fry it.
You're giving me is killing me.
Well, yeah, it's going to give you life.
You know, really and truly, it's a matter. Is it not a matter of reprogramming?
It is. Once you start doing this, your appetite will be turned. Your hunger's turned off. Your appetite is satisfied. You're not hungry. You're eating living foods that are going to prevent disease from occurring in your body.
Let me do something right here because I know we need to show you how you can get the information. But let me just pray for you. Listen to me, Father. I'm glad we can sit here and we can laugh. We feel good enough to laugh. And Lord, I want to thank you for the incredible adjustments that I've made in the lifetime practices that have nearly destroyed me. And I want to thank you for doctors like Dr. Colbert and other doctors that I know who are truly great, great, loving doctors who love their patients. Father, I just pray that people listening will understand we're really trying to help them. We've laughed, but it's because we feel good enough to laugh. We want everybody watching us to be able to laugh and to smile and to live a life that's filled with meaning and joy and peace in Jesus' name. Now listen to me. We ask you not to purchase one of these products that we offer to help you grow, but we ask you to help us help others. Right now, we're committed to build a huge food factory in India, the first one we've built outside the continent of Africa. There in that nation of 1 billion people, do you know there's where more malnourished children are than even in Africa? We're going to invest, by the grace of God, $2.4 million to build a food factory and to begin taking care of thousands and thousands of malnourished children. If you'll make a gift, any gift, to help us do that and feed those children, we will send you the CD series. If you'll make a gift of $120 or more, we'll send you Dr. Colbert's book, the CDs and DVDs, the bonus tape, and we'll say thank you. You'll be helping us feed 5,000 children. If you'll make a gift of $1,200 or more, you'll help us care for 50,000 children. We want to send you the beautiful glass sculpture, and this is absolutely beautiful. Little children like this, reaching out to bless or to be blessed, this reflects the light, and we are the light of the world. And I want to remind you that you make those special year-end gifts right now, and a $1,200 gift would sure go a long way in many ways. You can make that beginning of the year gift, too. Ask for the series, use your bank card to make the gift or write a check, or go online, and we'll be more than happy to send you these items that will bless you, experience heaven right now, and have the health I think your heart longs for. Thank you so much for making the call. Thank you for helping us share life with others.
Hunger, malnutrition, starvation, all global concerns, especially for children and for the families who have to watch them needlessly suffer. With your support, LIFE will construct our first food factory in India, centrally located in one of the most impoverished regions where 4 out of 10 children are suffering from malnutrition. The factory will be able to produce an astounding 100 million meals in the first 10 years. It's a huge challenge with an additional $2.4 million needed to secure the land, build the factory, and purchase the equipment. With your gift of any amount to help establish the food factory and begin to save precious lives, we'll send you the Heaven and Health audio series along with the booklet Healing Promises. In this series, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris team up to help you discover God's promises for your health, wholeness, and divine healing.
With your gift of $120 or more that will make it possible to produce 5,000 meals, you'll receive Heaven and Health on DVD and CD with the booklet, along with Dr. Don Colbert's book, Seven Pillars of Health, plus a bonus DVD from Beth Moore. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 or more that will enable Life to produce 50,000 meals. And you may request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. This is the last week, so please call, write, or make your gift online today.
So Doctor, tell me, yes, just looking at the people living like this, yeah, amidst the garbage, right on the street, what are they faced with as far as, you know, nutritionally and...
What you see, this is the real Bombay. And children do not have anything. Whatever food that this child is holding right now that you see, this must be happening like something very rarely that she gets. Somebody must have offered her this food.
Yes.
Okay? So they do not have any food. Whatever they get is whatever they pick up over here. Something
that
is lying
find,
down.
They just,
whatever they find. And if you see that child, that's a typical child of malnourishment. She's got a severe protein deficiency. And most of the children's hair color that you see over here, yes, is of extreme protein deficiency.
We need your help. We need your help. Pick up that phone for thousands and thousands of kids. It'll provide nutrition. Go to your phone right now.
Dr. Colbert, I think one question that everybody wants to know, because we have busy lives, is this doable for families?
Betty, I mean, it is so simple. I mean, a big salad with extra virgin olive oil and vinegar on it. You can cut up your chicken, cut up your wild salmon on top of it, your turkey on top of it. You can eat some beans and wild rice.
And you talk in the series, and I think it's critically important for people to hear this, you talk about fruit, all the different fruits that
fruits
are so
vegetables.
Important.
And yes,
vegetables,
mm-hmm,
all
absolutely
of them, the more color that's in it, the better it is, right?
And healthy desserts, absolutely.
Help. And watch the desserts.
But choose berries and dark chocolate, low in sugar, is good for you, in moderation.
You heard that. Get the series. Would you like to say thanks to Dr. Colbert for being with us? We have spent a lot of time trying to prepare for you something that could change your life and enhance and improve your life. Thanks for giving us this time.
Tomorrow, James and Betty, along with Dr. Don Colbert, Sheila Walsh, and Robert Morris, encourage us to take care of our body, soul, and spirit. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.